Humble Hero, Chapter 39, You Give Them Something to Eat. This rare season of peaceful quietude did not last long. The disciples thought they would not be disturbed, but as soon as the crowds missed the divine teacher, they inquired, "Where is he?" Some had noticed the direction where he and his disciples had gone. Many went by land, others in their boats to meet them. The Passover was near, and pilgrims on their way to Jerusalem gathered to see Jesus, until 5,000 men were assembled, besides women and children. From the hillside, Jesus looked at the crowd and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. Leaving his refuge, he found a convenient place where he could minister to them. The people listened to words of mercy from the Son of God, words that were like soothing medicine to their hearts. The healing from his divine hand brought life to the dying and relief and health to those suffering with disease. The day seemed like heaven on earth, and they were unaware of how long it had been since they had eaten anything. Finally, the sun was sinking in the west, and yet the people lingered. Jesus had worked all day without food or rest, but he could not take himself away from the people that crowded around him. The disciples finally urged that Jesus should send the people away for their own sake. Many had eaten nothing since morning. In surrounding towns, they could buy food, but Jesus said, "You give them something to eat." Turning to Philip, he asked, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" He said this to test the faith of the disciple. Philip looked over the sea of heads and answered that 200 pennyworth of bread would not be nearly enough for each of them to have a little. Jesus asked how much food they could find among the people. "There is a lad here," said Andrew, "who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish. But what are they among so many?" Jesus directed them to bring these to him, and that the disciples seat the people on the grass in parties of 50 or 100, so that all could witness what he was about to do. When this was done, Jesus looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them. And the 2 fish he divided among them all, so they all ate and were filled. And they took up 12 baskets full of fragments and of the fish. He who taught the people the way to find peace and happiness was just as thoughtful about their physical necessities as he was about their spiritual need. Christ never worked a miracle except to meet a genuine need, and every miracle was meant to lead the people to the tree of life. The simple food passed around by the disciples contained a whole treasure of lessons. Jesus had provided a humble meal. The fish and barley loaves were the daily food of the fisher folk. Christ could have spread a rich meal, but food prepared just to gratify appetite would have carried no lesson for their good. Never did people enjoy luxurious feasts as much as this people enjoyed the rest and simple food that Christ provided so far from human homes and resources. If people today maintained simple habits, living in harmony with nature's laws, there would be an abundant supply for the needs of the human family. There would be fewer imaginary wants and more opportunities to work in God's ways. But selfishness and gratifying of unnatural taste have brought sin and misery into the world. To that great assembly, weary and hungry, the simple food was an assurance not only of Jesus' power, but of his tender care for them in the common needs of life. The Savior has not promised his followers luxuries. Their food may be plain, even scarce. Their lives may be shut in by poverty. But his word is pledged that their need will be supplied, and he has promised what is far better than the worldly good, the comfort of his own presence. In the production of earth's harvests, God is working a miracle every day. Through natural agencies, he accomplishes the same work that Jesus did in feeding the multitude. People prepare the soil and sow the seed, but life from God causes the seed to germinate. It is God who feeds millions from Earth's harvest fields every day. People credit the working of his power to natural causes or to human instrumentality. They glorify man in place of God and make his gracious gifts a curse instead of a blessing. God wants us to recognize him in his gifts. To accomplish this, Christ performed his miracles. A valuable lesson in ecology. After that large group had eaten, an abundance of food was left. But Jesus said, "Gather up the fragments that remain, so that nothing is lost." The lesson had two parts. Nothing is to be wasted. Gather up everything that will relieve Earth's hungry ones. And there should be the same carefulness in spiritual things. The people wanted their friends at home to share in the bread that Christ had blessed. So those who were at the feast were to give to others the bread that comes down from heaven to satisfy the hunger of the heart. They were to repeat what they had learned of the wonderful things of God. Nothing was to be lost. The miracle of the loaves teaches us to depend on God. When Christ fed the 5,000, there was no food nearby. Here he was in the wilderness, but he knew that the large crowd would feel hungry and faint, for he was one with them in their need for food. They were far from home, and many had no money to purchase food. God's leading had placed Jesus where he was, and he depended on his heavenly Father for the means to meet the need. We, too, are to depend on God. We are not to plunge into difficulties and misuse the abilities God has given us. But when, after following his directions, we are brought into tight places, we are to seek help from him, who has infinite resources at his command. He will help every person who comes into difficulty because of trying to keep the way of the Lord. How we often repeat Andrew's unbelief. Christ has directed us. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16, verse 15. But how often our faith fails us. As we see how great the need is and how small the resources in our hands. Like Andrew, we often hesitate, unwilling to give all that we have, afraid to spend and to be spent for others. But Jesus has instructed us, "You give them something to eat." Behind his command is the same power that fed the multitude beside the sea. In Christ's act is wrapped up a deep spiritual lesson for all his workers. Christ received from the Father. He gave to the disciples. They distributed to the crowd and the people to one another. So all who are united to Christ will receive from him the bread of life and give it to others. Jesus took the small loaves, and although there was only a small portion for his own disciples, he did not invite them to eat, but began to distribute to them, instructing them to serve the people. The food multiplied in his hands, and the hands of the disciples reaching out to Christ were never empty. After feeding the people, Christ and his disciples ate together of the heaven-supplied food. The disciples were the channel of communication between Christ and the people. The most intelligent, the most spiritual, can give only as they receive. We can share only what we receive from Christ, and we can receive only as we share with others. And the more we give, the more we will receive. Too often, the workers for Christ fail to realize their personal responsibility. They are in danger of shifting their burden on organizations instead of relying on him, who is the source of all strength. Successful work for Christ depends not so much on talent as on earnest, dependent faith. Instead of shifting your responsibility on someone you think is more richly endowed than you are, work according to your ability. When the question comes home to your heart, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Do not let your answer be the response of unbelief. When people are completely lacking the bread of life, should we send for someone from far away to come and feed them? Christ said, "Make the people sit down," and he fed them there. So when you are surrounded by people in need, know that Christ is there. Bring your barley loaves to Jesus. The little that we use wisely in the service of the Lord will increase in the very act of sharing. The Lord says, "Give, and it will be given to you." He who supplies seed to the sower and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed for sowing and increase the harvest of your righteousness. You will be enriched in every way for your great generosity. Luke chapter 6, verse 38, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 10 and 11, NRSV.